In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In the beginning, before time had begun, the Word was with God, Father, Spirit, and Son. Eternal, unchanging, the light shining bright, creation would flow from the Word one dark night. He spoke into darkness, and chaos gave way to the light of creation, the dawn of that day. The Word had created, the Word would sustain, and man would assist. On earth, He would reign. But sin was crouching, ready to pounce. And Adam and Eve, God's will, they renounce. In but one moment, the damage was done. Enmity existed. Satan thought he had won. But God in His fullness prepared quite a plan, a way to save each woman, child, and man. From out of the darkness, the Word became flesh, born in a manger and laid in a creche. Veiled in our weakness, the fullness of grace, in Bethlehem's manger, God showed His face. The glory of heaven, with angels acclaim, became infant small, yet eternally the same. No one has seen God nor gazed on His face, but Christ, the Word incarnate, reveals His embrace. At Christmas, we marvel this gift from above. The Word's been made flesh, God's unfathomable love. A light out of darkness, a light that shone bright, Jesus was born on that first Christmas night, descending from heaven, fulfilling God's plan, taking us back from the grip of Satan. The law that was given, that Moses proclaimed, would now be fulfilled in Christ Jesus' name. And grace upon grace we would receive from the cross, a restoration of life we'd once considered lost. What once had been broken had now been restored through the blood of the Lamb and the death of our Lord. But His work did not end on the day He was laid, for there in the tomb, only 3 days He stayed. His victory over sin through death in the grave broke the shackles of sin. We're no longer its slave. And His rising to life on that first Easter morn gives promises to us of being reborn. Reborn in our baptism, reborn in our Lord, we share in His death and the resurrection reward. For salvation eternal, the promise is sure. A life lived with God, He has finally secured. So come, all ye faithful, rejoice and proclaim the light of the world, born to suffer our shame. To save us from darkness, He came to abide. Our Emmanuel, our Savior, our eternal bride. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.